Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Praying Around the World, The Americas and the Caribbean by Susan Ike, is a Christian prayer guide centered on geographically informed intercession for the Western Hemisphere and its island regions. Public information about the book is limited, so its significance is best understood through its clearly identified subject, helping readers pray with attention to the countries, peoples, churches, and social realities of the Americas and the Caribbean. The book belongs to the devotional and missions prayer guide category rather than academic regional studies. Its purpose is practical, to move prayer beyond broad concern and toward a more ordered awareness of specific places. By focusing on North America, Latin America, and the Caribbean as related but diverse regions, it invites readers to connect spiritual practice with cultural and regional knowledge. The result is a resource suited to Christians who want a disciplined framework for global prayer without needing a lengthy research volume. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, geographic intercession as the organizing method. The central organizing idea of praying around the world, the Americas and the Caribbean, is prayer shaped by geography and asks rather than treating global prayer as a vague appeal for distant people. The book focuses attention on a defined region and encourages readers to consider its countries and communities in a more ordered way. This method matters because geography helps prevent prayer from becoming abstract. When readers move country by country or region by region, they are more likely to notice differences in history, language, religious background, economic conditions, and social pressures. The book, therefore, fits within a practical Christian tradition that uses maps, prayer calendars, regional lists, and country profiles to sustain intercession. Its value is not primarily in presenting new theology, but in giving prayer a structure that can be repeated. For readers who struggle to know where to begin, the Americas and Caribbean focus narrows the field without reducing the scope of concern. It turns a large global subject into a manageable devotional practice. Secondly, attention to both unity and diversity across the Americas. A notable theme in the regional focus is the tension between shared identity and significant diversity. The Americas and the Caribbean can be spoken of as one broad hemisphere, yet the area includes North America, Latin America, and island nations with distinct linguistic, cultural, economic, and religious patterns. A prayer guide built around this region must therefore avoid treating the hemisphere as a single uniform field. The available contextual material points to differences between Hispanic, Brazilian, African Caribbean, indigenous, and other communities, along with varied colonial histories and present-day realities. This matters for prayer because informed intercession depends on recognizing people as socially and culturally specific rather than merely as members of a large category. The book stands in a useful position by inviting prayer that is regional enough to be organized, but specific enough to resist oversimplification. Its strength is the way the title itself frames the Americas and the Caribbean together, while still signaling that island communities deserve particular attention rather than being absorbed into a generalized Latin American or North American focus. Thirdly, prayer informed by social and spiritual context, the book is best understood as a guide that links prayer with contextual awareness. In the missions prayer genre, readers are often encouraged to pray not only for individual conversion or church growth, but also for broader conditions that shape communities, such as poverty, education, migration, tourism economies, political instability, religious identity, and the challenges facing local churches. Publicly available material related to this subject highlights literacy, Christian affiliation, tourism, and regional demographics as examples of the kind of background that can shape prayer. The importance of this approach is that it treats prayer as attentive rather than generic. A reader praying for an island economy dependent on tourism may have different concerns than a reader praying for a large urban nation with deep social inequality or a rural region with indigenous communities. Susan Ike does not need to provide an academic survey for the guide to be useful. The practical contribution is connecting basic regional knowledge with intercessory intention, helping readers pray with more precision and empathy. Fourthly, a disciplined framework for consistent prayer habits. Another important dimension is the likely emphasis on consistency. Prayer guides focused on world regions often serve readers who already value prayer but lack a sustainable plan. A defined regional guide solves this practical problem by giving the reader a sequence, a focus, and a sense of progression. The Americas and Caribbean theme can be used for daily, weekly, small group, church, or missions committee prayer because it creates a shared agenda. This is different from a devotional book that primarily offers reflection on private spiritual growth. Here, the structure directs attention outward and encourages repeated engagement with places beyond the reader's immediate surroundings. Consistency matters because global intercession can easily fade when it depends only on current events or emotional urgency. a planned approach helps readers return to countries and concerns that may not dominate headlines. The book, therefore, functions as a habit-forming tool. Its usefulness lies in making regional prayer concrete enough to practice over time without requiring the reader to create a system from scratch. Lastly, mission awareness without requiring specialized expertise. But praying around the world, the Americas and the Caribbean appears positioned for ordinary Christian readers rather than specialists in missiology, international development, or Latin American and Caribbean studies. That positioning is important. Many believers want to pray for the world but are not prepared to study extensive country reports or academic histories. A concise guide can bridge that gap by offering enough regional awareness to prompt meaningful prayer while remaining accessible. The limitation is that such a book should not be expected to provide exhaustive political analysis or deeply detailed cultural interpretation. Its contribution is devotional orientation, not comprehensive research. This makes it especially useful as an entry point. Readers can begin with prayer, then pursue deeper learning about particular nations, churches, or social issues as interest grows. The book stands within a category that values informed compassion over technical expertise. Its likely advantage is that it lowers the barrier to participation in global prayer while still reminding readers that the Americas and Caribbean contain complex communities that deserve attention beyond general concern. In conclusion, Praying Around the World, the Americas and the Caribbean is best suited for Christians who want a practical guide for intercessory prayer with a regional focus. It will be especially useful for individual readers, small groups, missions teams, church prayer ministries, and families that want to pray beyond local needs but need a clear structure. The practical benefit is that it gives prayer a defined geographic frame, making it easier to develop a regular rhythm and to remember countries and communities that may not receive constant attention. The intellectual benefit is modest, but real readers are prompted to recognize the Americas and the Caribbean as diverse regions shaped by different cultures, languages, economies, and religious histories. Compared with broader world prayer resources, this book stands out through its narrower focus. Instead of attempting to cover every continent in one volume, it concentrates attention on a specific hemisphere and its island regions, allowing readers to spend more time with one part of the world. Compared with academic books on the Americas, it is less analytical and more devotional, but that is also its category strength. It is designed not to explain the region exhaustively, but to help readers pray with greater consistency, specificity, and awareness. If you would like to support Susan Ike, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.